Just look at this. Now, you may think that the frontiers are moving, but there's no motion whatsoever. Only the colors are cycling. In or out. Nothing is moving.
When you get very, very fine to very, very small details, the variations can become of overwhelming complexity. So complex that no single picture can possibly give justice to them. It's impossible in a black and white or color picture to show how complicated it is. The only way is to use what we call the color cycle. That is, the colors change regularly, and each set of colors, in a way, reveals a different property of these variations, a different variation. So by having this color cycling, one reveals in a very, very strong fashion the extraordinary complexity of the set. If the whole set were represented at this scale, the end of the set will go so far as to go somewhere near the star Sirius. Very, very far, enormously big, for this very tiny speck. Yet in the middle of a speck, you see an exact replica of the whole.
One of the most striking facets of the Mandelbrot set is the internal consistency of the object. It all hangs together. And if you look at the boundary and zoom in, if you look in just the right place, what you see is baby Mandelbrot sets, perfect in every detail. They're just slightly bent compared to the real set. You can't even see that, but if you look closely, they are. And they're decorated by slightly different external features. And then by the same token, if you zoom into the boundary of those, you see baby Mandelbrot sets, the second generation. And inside those, the third generation. It goes on forever. And so you're seeing islands of order in a sea of chaos.
I'm sure it's occurred to you that the Mandelbrot set looks like some kind of strange insect. It certainly has an organic feeling about it. It's got warts all over it, and it's also quite hairy. If we go out along one of those hairs, we find something rather interesting. Now look what's happening. At the tip of each hair, it splits into two others, and so on. Each is splitting, going on indefinitely. This splitting up, this bifurcation, going off into apparently random directions quite abruptly, is typical of a class of mathematical entities called fractals. The Mandelbrot set is the most famous fractal.
The word fractal means any geometrical structure that has detail on all scales of magnification. No matter how big you make it, you still see extra new details you didn't see before.